Welcome to Hoops with Jordan, presented by the Sportscast. Today is March 22nd, 2021. If you have not yet, please subscribe to all channels, YouTube, Periscope, Apple Podcasts. If you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and review. It'll help us out tremendously. Visit us on the sportscast.net. Also follow us on Twitter at the Sportscast1 and check out our app, the Sportscast, on the iOS App Store. Today, we actually have a kind of a co-guest, Mr. Byron Jones. Byron, how are you doing?
Wonderful. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Now, let's talk about March Madness. March Madness, we didn't have it last year. Due to the pandemic. But now we do have it. And everybody's kind of in a whirlwind about it. Everybody's excited. Kind of a sense of normalcy. But we're starting to see some things that nobody really expected. We're starting to see some upsets. I'll go about Illinois versus Loyola Marymount. Now, Illinois, I'm a huge supporter. I've been supporting that since day one. I went to their basketball camps when I was younger, and I followed Coach Underwood for a little while now. So it was good to see them win the Big Ten championship, but it hurt to see them lose against Loyola Marymount, which also is from Chicago. And so, I support both sides. Last year, the Loyola Marymount, the Cinderella story, I had them going against Miami. I had them winning, and they won, so which was good. But this year, it was a little different feeling now that they beat the University of Illinois. Byron, has there been any upsets that you kind of did not see coming?
Oral Roberts University, Tulsa.
Yeah, I didn't know they were Division I.
Yes, they are. And the small school, only like 4,000 kids go to school there. It's very small. That was like on the 77th Street. That was way out north Tulsa. When I was there.
Mm-hmm.
But
they only beat Ohio State by 3, though. I mean, but they still got a W, but it was a very thin margin.
A win is a win is a win.
A win, that's right. And I'll give you one. The University of Ohio, or Ohio University, I didn't say the University of Ohio. Ohio University beat Virginia, and Ohio was at 13. Virginia was ranked at 4. That took me by surprise.
But you could also sit there and say that they beat the defending national champions because they were the last one before.
Right, the last one, yep.
Mm-hmm. That's a feather in their cap.
That is true. That is true. Now, Byron, was there any other games that you kind of had in mind that you were just not only surprised about, but you also saw coming?
Not really. It's pretty much playing out, the way I have mine sitting here, Gonzaga, Norfolk State, that was going to be a cakewalk. Florida State, Colorado, pretty much it's playing out, with the, a few knockoffs the way I thought it would.
One person I really like over at Gonzaga is Jalen Suggs. Jalen, I watched him when he was in high school. He was one of the top recruits out of high school, not only basketball, but he was a 4-star recruit for football as well. He was insane. He had multiple Division I offers, I think Big Ten and ACC for both basketball and football. Thankfully, he went to basketball because he's been absolutely killing it. He's going to be an easy first round. Some people say he should stay a second year. I think when you're at that level of talent, I think you should just go straight to the pros at that point. I mean, he's been really killing it. Arkansas beating Colgate, that does not surprise me. Although, I will say this, Texas Tech and Utah State. I thought Utah State may have been had reach because Utah State's at 13, Texas Tech's at 6. Utah State's at 11. When you're kind of within those margins, that doesn't really surprise me if Utah State would be able to pull it off because there's not that much of a difference, but they ended up doing it. Oregon beating Tennessee and Oklahoma beating Liberty University. Houston has been actually doing surprisingly well this past season. I don't know, what's in their water, but they're doing extremely well. Happy to see them advance. So, where they are.
Well, I didn't want them to advance because they did beat my home state team, the State University of Rutgers. So I wasn't too happy about that, even though it was by Slammer Jammer back in the day.
Right.
But I wanted to see Rutgers, go further than what they did.
Now, I'm looking at Loyola, and Loyola beat Georgia Tech. So it kind of seems like Loyola right now has been taking has been kicking butt and taking names later, from what it seems like. And, you know, they're right now projected at number three to win the Natty, the national championship. They're projected at number three, which surprises me by a huge step. The fact that they beat a Big Ten school, which is Big Ten is arguably one of the best conferences in college basketball. And then they beat an ACC school. So, yeah,
but you got all those hoopsters in Chicago, though. So I'm pretty sure, you know, if you looked at the,
you know, oh yeah, you do.
Chicago. A lot of those kids are from the Chicago.
Chicago high school basketball is a very big deal, especially in Illinois. So, you know, you get a lot of guys from the local high schools getting recruited to Loyola, but to Division One, and they just take it right away because they stay home. And clearly they have a great program there.
Isn't Loyola the team with the good luck charm, the sister?
Sister Jean.
Yes. Isn't she about 100 years old? Or
she's 101.
Wow, that's nice. She's a good luck charm for them. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. It's insane. It's like – yeah, she is a good luck charm. She's staying around. You know, she's staying around just to see them take that. I have a feeling she's gonna stay around until she, you know, she sees them with the Natty. I'm convinced.
It's possible. Anything is possible. But you know, it was just nice seeing, you know, late. You know, she was there, you know, a couple years ago when they had the nice run, and you know, and the turnaround, and she's still here. You know, God bless her. You know, well, she's got the ultimate, you know, blessing. You know, what she does. But right. It was great that she's still here at 101, man. That is great.
That's surprising. I don't know too many people that live to 101, but I mean, she is a good luck charm. That is for sure. I don't think any other team really kind of has that type of Loyola definitely has different type of momentum. They have a lot of different things going on for them that is allowing them to go into the Final Four. But Byron, I wanted to get you know, your side of kind of the way the March Madness has been run and how you kind of feel about it.
They're keeping the kids safe. You know, that's the most important thing. You know, I know that they're letting, you know, like a few fans in, probably the family members or media or whatever. But, you know, that was the only thing I was worried about, because they did have, you know, the one game where it was Oregon against VCU. Where they canceled because, you know, the kids with VCU, you know, came down, or either they did or somebody, you know, within their staff with the COVID thing. But that was the biggest worry that I had going into this, that they would be able to run this and do this, you know, as safely as they possibly can without, you know, affecting, you know, all these games. And then the same thing happened, you know, that happened last year, well, where they just canceled everything. All right, you know, we got three teams got sick. We're going to cancel everything. And, you know, as long as they keep doing what they've been doing, you know, it's going to be
Yeah, I mean, I think they're orchestrating it extremely well. You know, players seem safe, and definitely the fans of college basketball seem to be happy. It's definitely good, though, to have, like, a sense of normalcy, you know, coming back to just see, you know, college basketball be played again. But there has been, I think, a little bit I don't think there's actually been a little bit of anything. I think it's just been a good experience, I think, overall for everybody.
Well, the one controversy they had is with the weight room situation.
Yeah, I was gonna dive into that, but I changed my mind.
Yeah, that was a little rough. But, you know, you sit there, you look at the, you know, the guy's side.
You look at the photos. Wow. I know
the girl. They got a barbell and a table. That was horrible.
The barbells. There's a photo. You can find them at Costco.
Oh yeah, somebody probably bought them from Costco. They bought them.
Somebody probably realized, oh, the girls need a weight room too. Oh man, all right, go to Costco. You know, it's a very messy situation. I think that one of the hardest part was the girls look like their uniforms were like a 13U AAU team. You know, you go to a hotel room and they have, you know, you get a backpack and a pair of socks and a t-shirt, you know, that says, you know, oh, you're at this tournament. Well, the men's just have, I mean, four or five hoodies and travel gear. So, I mean, yeah, there's been a little bit of controversy and a little bit of a mess on both sides, but it seems like, you know, they're not really allowing that to be a huge outside distraction. They're just kind of just trying to play basketball. And really, it's not the players' fault. And I think people recognize that, you know, leave the players and coaches out of it. So, I mean, it really hasn't affected, I think, the standing for, you know, March Madness itself.
Well, it really hasn't, you know, as far, you know, that besides that one little hiccup, which I guess they fixed, you know, immediately.
Yeah.
But you also have to remember those bigger schools, you know, the female, you know, the women's basketball, like the UConn, the Stanford, mm-hmm. the South Carolina. I'm sure that, you know, their programs are probably on par with a lot of the bigger, you know, men's teams as far as getting stuff. You figure UConn, you know, they built that stadium for the females because of, you know, they're that good. And I've been that good since, what, forever. But, right. You know, it's just a shame that, you know, the women, because I follow the women basketball. I watch, you know, a lot of that because I like it because it's pure. You know, they bounce pass. You know, they hit the right person.
Right, they do the fundamentals.
Yes, you know, they're not looking for a highlight reel. And I watch, you know, a lot of the, you know, female thing, you know, women's basketball because I just seem more entertaining to me sometimes.
I'll give you that. That is true. You definitely see they have a little bit more of a chip on their shoulder. So you kind of see that different drive in them and just wanting to keep on pushing forward. But that's going to wrap up the March Madness for today. There's definitely more talk of it. And you can check the Sportscast Twitter for live recaps and retweets of college basketball. But let's now get into the NBA. Last night, the Pacers played the Miami Heat in the Pacers. Beat the Miami Heat by 3 points, 109 to 106. The leading scorer for the Pacers was Drew Holiday. I think the Holiday brothers are fascinating because I believe there's four of them now. Four Holiday brothers in the NBA. Wow. And the Holiday brothers are the first two brothers to get picked within the first round. And then the Ball brothers came in, they were the first brothers to get picked, I think the top 10. Hmm. But the Ball brothers came in, and they were the first ones to get picked in the top three. But, I mean, I think the Holiday brothers are kind of like the real deal Ball brothers. I'll say that. And I'm a Ball fan, but I'm going to have to say the Holiday brothers, they got it done. They got all three of them in there. And I think there might have been four. I don't know. But I know there's definitely three. But they all got all three of them in the league, and they did it silently. So, I mean, I give them that.
Wow, that's great.
But the Miami Heat, say that again. Oh, you can go ahead.
Go ahead. What's up with them trading Ball? He's looking to get traded again. You hear about that?
Yeah, Lonzo Ball. He's looking to get traded to possibly Charlotte. There was rumors that he was coming to – there's rumors that I'm just going to say he was coming to Chicago. And I think, it would have been a good – it would have been a good decision. But the only thing is that we kind of have an established team. You know, we have Zach LaVine, who's a great shooter. We have Kobe White, who's, you know, runs, you know, point guard very good. So I think Lonzo Ball coming, you know, it wouldn't really mix well with the team. So that, you know, that kind of got canceled out. But the Bulls were looking at him acquiring him. But now they're thinking, could Lonzo Ball join his brother LaMelo Ball? And that would make LaVar Ball's dream, his tuition come true if both of his sons got on the same team. But unfortunately, LaMelo Ball ended up getting he fractured his wrist against the San Antonio Spurs, which he could be out for the rest of the season. That's what they ruled him out as. But I think Lonzo Ball, he's always been if you paid attention to the NBA, he's always been in trade talks. I don't think, you know, no matter what he's doing, I think everybody's just acquiring, you know, not only for his last name but also, you know, his talent.
Yeah, but if he's so talented, why would a team want to keep constantly trading this guy?
Well, his talents may not fit with the team. And I think when you get – like, I think you can agree to this. When you get to a – when you're like a pro in a sport, you know, NFL, NBA, your job can be gone. You know, if you don't do your job well, you know, it can be gone. So I feel like especially with Lonzo Ball, if he wasn't doing his job the past four seasons he's been in the NBA, I think it's four now, he would have been bumped down to the G League, or he would have been shipped overseas. So I think it's just maybe just fitting within the team, just to kind of find the right fit for him and possibly, you know, acquire new people. But that's a good point though, that why, you know, if Lonzo Ball is, you know, like this point guard, that why is the Pelicans and, you know, Steve Van Gundy constantly tossing them into trade talks, which is a fair point. Which I have to give you. But anyways, next game we have the Thunder versus the Houston Rockets. Another close game. The Thunder beating the Houston Rockets 114 to 112. The Thunder sitting at 18-24. The Houston Rockets sitting at 11-30.
Ooh, not good at all.
No. And I. Although I would say on both sides, I'm kind of rooting for Houston just because I like John Wall. I like what John Wall did in Washington. Would you agree that, you know, John Wall is a good player?
He's a good player, but for some reason, the teams that he's on are not very good. So is he the problem or is it the team the problem?
That's something to think about, because a lot of people will look at John Wall and go, oh, he's a great athlete. You know, he's a great player. He came out of a great program, Kentucky, but is he possibly the problem? And, you know, I'll go this. I don't think he's a problem. One player I do think in the NBA that is a problem. I like him a lot. I like his playing style. I like him off the court. But is Russell Westbrook? I don't think Russell Westbrook being in Washington, you know, really fits the team all too well. And I feel bad. We need to get Bradley Beal out of Washington. Can we get Bradley Beal on a better organization?
Probably not.
But no. No, but Bradley Beal, though, he's been putting up insane numbers this season. He's been doing extremely well. But anyways, now the New Orleans Pelicans beat the Denver Nuggets, the 113-108. Pelicans sitting at 18-24. The Nuggets sitting at 25-17. Lonzo Ball had 0 points. I was just looking at Lonzo Ball 0 points. But honestly, I don't really feel follow Lonzo Ball all too much. You know, really, I think everybody's focused on the youngest one, which is LaMelo. But anyway, so the New Orleans Pelicans, I mean, they're doing good this season. Definitely room for improvement. But I think nearing coming towards the end of the season, the standings and the rankings are at where they're at, and they're not really going to change. It's a little late in the season to make, you know, for a team to really bloom. I just don't think that's going to happen. The Orlando Magic fell short to the Boston Celtics, 96-112. Orlando Magic sitting at 14-28, and the Boston Celtics sitting at 21-21, which is a pretty even score. Byron, I want to get your thoughts on the Boston Celtics and their organization.
Them, I really don't know. I really don't follow. I follow Philadelphia, you know, a little bit more than Boston, you know, every now and then. But
well, what are your thoughts on Philadelphia? Because I was going to get right to them.
We have Embiid, the jump, you know, shooting center, you know, 7 foot.
Joel Embiid.
Hurt again. You know, his knee hurt. Then it was his foot when he first got, you know, he's a great player. You know, you figure he was in a running for, you know, MVP. And, you know, he's putting up good number, you know, 29, but I got 29 points a game, 11. Rebounds, 3-1-1. You know, so he was putting up the number, your MVP season, but he just got to stay healthy. That's the problem. He just does not stay healthy. And, you know, that's one of the main things, you know, Philadelphia people around here are always screaming about that, you know, if he played the whole season, you know, we probably, you know, get the NBA finals or, you know, have a shot to do it. But this guy gets hurt every year that it's something. And that's, you know, the problem, you know, that they have with him in Philadelphia. And then the other guy that still can't shoot or jump shot, which is
Ben Simmons.
Still can't shoot.
Ben Simmons. Can't shoot. Yeah, I don't know what happened. I mean, honestly, I mean, he was in high school. He had a burner playing at Monteverde, and then transferred to LSU. And I didn't really follow his career too much in LSU, but I mean, yeah, he just not have a shot. It's just it's kind of bad. I mean, his mid range though isn't bad. He doesn't have a bad mid range, and you know, he definitely can work in the paint, you know, around the hoop really well. I just think when he goes beyond the arc, beyond the line. Beyond 20 feet, it's not looking good for Ben Simmons.
20 feet is all. Party's over.
Now the Washington Wizards fell short to the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn Nets 113, the Wizards 106. Wizards sitting at 15-26. The Brooklyn Nets sitting at 29-14.
And I got here that Kyrie Irving is going to miss a couple games because of family issues or whatever.
Yeah. Irving's to family. They called it family matters. So
I have a question. This is my question for today.
Okay.
How is it in the NBA that these guys can get a day off or they have family issues? And I understand the fact that they'll play 82 games. You know, there's a lot of games. Mm-hmm. And in the NFL, you know, they're playing 16 or, you know, baseball, 162 games. But for some reason, it seemed like these guys get more days off than sometimes they actually play. Because there's a bunch of players that, oh, well, you know, he's off for, you know, my back hurts, or he's off because my feet hurt, or he's off because of whatever.
Right, my nose is itchy.
It's just weird that these guys get time off like that.
Yeah, and I mean, especially with Kyrie Irving, I think we saw it throughout this season. He was gone. He missed, I believe, 13 days of the NBA with the Brooklyn Nets before, you know, KD had to finally, you know, get him back in, lasso back him in the organization. Not saying he never left, but, you know, definitely he just wasn't participating as much. And then Kyrie Irving is back out. I think, unfortunately, some players kind of deal with a little bit different stuff that maybe, you know, again, there could be stuff going on behind the scenes, but it's just kind of, it's difficult, I think, for the organization to have to kind of deal with stuff like that. You know, not only hear fans like me and you kind of bark at Kyrie, but especially have one of the star players in the NBA and possible Hall of Famer sitting, you know, constantly in and out of your games.
But if you're giving me, let's throw this number out there, you're giving me $175 million guaranteed money.
There
you're
you
giving
go.
This up. I signed my name. I'm guaranteed to get this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be where I'm supposed to be.
Right.
With a hangnail, a splinter, whatever's wrong with me, I'm going to show up because I want that money. Yeah, I know I'm going to get it regardless, but, you know, pride is going to make me want to go out there and play.
Right.
That money. I'm guaranteed this money. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get it regardless if I show up or not. I would feel guilty. I would feel like a robber or a bank robber, you know, sneaking up on my money or whatever if I did that. You know, I'm going to be off for 3 days here. You know, my foot hurts. I would feel bad, though. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I think I will say this. I think NBA basketball today is a little softer. I think the right times in the basketball was probably Dennis Rodman era days. If Dennis Rodman pulled what he did back then to today, it would not last very long. I think some of the players in the NBA today are soft, but I mean, I don't want to say too much, get myself in trouble. I think that everyone's professional athletes and they're, you know, they're great at what they do, you know, God gifted talent. But yeah, I definitely think the NBA has kind of changed a little bit. And JJ Redick talked about what's kind of, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but throughout the years, NBA players, when they show up to the games, there's a heavy presence in what they're wearing to the games. And so there's an Instagram account that has a huge following called League Fits, and it's a photographer who takes pictures of players, you know, entering the arena, you know, whether they're suit or their street clothes or whatever. And they're saying that more people are paying attention. The players are more worried about what they're going to wear getting off a bus versus, you know, playing the game. And they just called that millennial ball. So I think that's interesting that you pointed that out, that, you know, players are, you know, missing games such as Kyrie, and, you know, you're paying all this money. You're paying this person all this money to do something, and he's doing it, or he's doing it halfway. But I definitely think the hard part about Kyrie, though, is that when he steps on the court, he obviously makes a difference. You could tell that, you know, he's back on. So it's just when he's not there, it's like, you know, we need you back. But the Brooklyn Nets are sitting at number two, and, you know, your beloved team, the Philadelphia 76ers, are at number one. But anyways, Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Toronto Raptors 116-105. Cleveland Cavaliers sitting at 16-26. And the Toronto Raptors sitting at 17-25. Byron, what are your thoughts on the Raptors or the Cavaliers?
They have somebody's contract is getting ready to be bought out, or they're giving is
Quinn Cook.
There's another guy. McGee. Isn't McGee on
there? JaVale McGee, yep.
They were talking about him, that he's getting ready to either get bought out or traded or whatever, you know, they're getting ready to do with him. And it's just weird, you know, that, you know, he was, you know, he's a serviceable player. And right. For him to keep bouncing around, you know, all over the place, it's just weird.
I mean, I think it's kind of sad because JaVale McGee, he won a ring with the Los Angeles Lakers. And he contributed a huge part. It wasn't like, you know, he rode the bench or anything, you know, throughout JaVale McGee's years, you know, starting with Denver and then going to, you know, now to Cleveland, everybody knows who JaVale McGee was. And so it's kind of confusing that you bring up a good point about how often, you know, he's switching teams. Anyways, Fred VanVleet led the game Well, Colin Sexton led the game with 36 points for Cleveland. Fred VanVleet led the game for 23 for Toronto. I'm a big fan of VanVleet. He's from a town right next to me. So Illinois loves Fred VanVleet. So does Wichita State. He's like a mud story. We'll say that he's like from a mud story. So I think a lot of players like Fred VanVleet.
Well, we played them in Tulsa, when they were in the Missouri Valley, they played them, you know, every year. We played them in football, the Wheat Shockers. So, you know, right. I'm familiar with that. I've been up there too. It's in the middle of nowhere, Wichita.
There's nothing fun down there?
No, there's nothing fun there. It's in the middle, like going from Tulsa to Wichita is nothing. I mean, just wheat fields and as far as you can see, and it's in the middle of nowhere.
Wow. That's hard. I could even go somewhere that's in the middle of nowhere. I mean, you have to have something, but I mean, I guess if you know what you're trying to do, then you're just trying to go somewhere, just get a little recognition and get out. But
that's all you wanted to.
I guess that might be a good motive though. If you're just trying to stay focused and you have one goal, you go to middle of nowhere. So you get no distractions and then boom.
You're going to have no distractions in Wichita. Okay. Nice city, but you know, they ain't too much going on there.
No, the Chicago Bulls, beat the Detroit Pistons 100-86. The Bulls sitting at 19-22. Detroit Pistons sitting at 12-30. Byron, how do you feel about, you know, the Chicago Bulls or the Detroit Pistons franchise, you know, going throughout this season?
I'm gonna be with the Chicago guy.
Okay.
They seem like they've changed. They're not. It's hard to explain, you know, what they're going through. You know, I remember them, you know, as far as like with the, you know, back in the day, and then with Michael Jordan, and then now it's like, who's their star player?
Zach LaVine.
And even him, you know, it's like, okay, you know, I was going through the whole thing, like as far as with, you know, the MVP, you know, who's, you know, most valuable player, and just, he's never brought up. In any of the conference. He's a great player. You know, I've seen him play, but it's just weird that he's not published as much as he is. And you know, Chicago's a major metropolitan area, like New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, and he's just never brought up in the conversation at all.
I mean, and unfortunately, that's the truth. And I think if he went to any other team, he would have been in the same situation. If you look at Zach LaVine's numbers, he dropped almost 30 points on every NBA team, but we still did not win every game. So, I mean, but again, we got a, you know, brand new coach, Billy Donovan. So, you know, maybe it's a little, they switched him, you know, midseason. So maybe next year, you know, get a little time in the offseason to work on kind of iron out the creases that they, you know, saw during the season. Cause especially during the season, it's hard to make adjustments because then you have to change the team. So, you know, you lost against Miami. Well, you can't play the same way you played against Miami when you're playing Brooklyn. It's two for teams. So now, you know, summertime, off season, I think they're going to do a good job and rebuild. And hopefully we should see them in the top six. But Chicago's sitting at number 10 and the Detroit Pistons is sitting last in the conference at 15. Detroit has made some questionable moves, trading Blake Griffin to Brooklyn, which is another power team. I think it was with you that I discussed that Blake Griffin got traded, and how you talked about you don't like that, the fact that they're, you know, creating super teams. Was that you? I believe that that we discussed that, which I think is a great point. You build super teams, it doesn't really make the NBA as entertaining. You know, it's kind of dumb. But I mean, hey, it's just NBA is a business first before anything, so.
Yeah, but they're getting, no, not that they're getting away with it. You know, all these teams are doing it. You know, the Lakers, the Miami, you know, Heat did it. You know, now Brooklyn is doing it. And it's just weird, you know, that these guys, all of them want to go play together, you know, at one point. Well, why don't they do it like it at the Dukes, you know, go to college, Dukes, the Kentuckys. And these kids play with each other all year round, you know, AAU and all the different programs all over the place. But you never see, hey, you know what, if you go to Duke, I'm going to go there too. And next, you know, Duke's getting 3, 4, or 5 of these kids. And it's, you know, you might have maybe two, but not like, you know, what the Brooklyn Nets have right now.
They're stacking, and they traded Detroit Pistons also traded Derrick Rose, which I think was a silly mistake because, you know, their point guard, they got rookie Killian Hayes. I mean, he's doing good, but definitely think Derrick Rose leaving was kind of a poor decision just because it's someone that Killian can look up to, especially, you know, Killian growing up. I mean, most people grew up to watching Derrick Rose. You know, I think Derrick Rose could have helped develop him, but now Derrick's in New York under Coach Tibbs, Tom Thibodeau.
It's a perfect place. New York City.
Tom Thibodeau has a special spot in Chicago Bulls fans' hearts because, you know, he kept the Chicago Bulls within the top three and always put us in the playoffs position. And, you know, not saying we got far in the playoffs each year, but I mean, he took us to an Eastern Conference final. So we all got a lot of love for Tom Thibodeau, and we're glad to see, you know, him, Taj Gibson, and Derrick Rose under Coach Tom Thibodeau. But the Los Angeles Lakers lost to the Phoenix Suns, 111-94. Phoenix Suns in that 28-13. Lakers in that 28-15. Phoenix Suns are doing extremely well this season. They kind of had a breakout season. We're now starting to see the pieces to the puzzle kind of really coming together, especially for Phoenix. They struggled for a long time, always, you know, sitting that 13-14 seat. But now they're sitting at, I believe, second right now. And the Lakers are sitting at, I think, third.
And fading.
Yeah. Yeah, they're sitting at third, and the Phoenix Suns sitting at second. So, but yeah, I think Phoenix Suns definitely put in the staple on the show them, you know, reason why Los Angeles is under them, you know, 111-94. And the Lakers right now, I think there's a little issues with LeBron. You know, a few games ago, he came down and his ankle kind of weird.
Well, that guy rolled up his leg kind of sort of when he fell.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what's up with AD? You know, is he put some duct tape on him, and because he's been out a long time.
Yes, he has been out for a long time, and he's, you know, one of their star players. He's one of the people that are in the game conversations when you talk about a stacked team. You know, you mentioned Brooklyn, and then you think of, okay, LeBron and AD.
Didn't he get a big fat contract last year? Well, coming into this year, he got
it. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
So he got his money, and now every time he gets hurt.
Now, every time he gets hurt, then, you know, we're putting
him out 2 or 3 weeks.
Then we're sitting. The Dallas Mavericks beat the Portland Trail Blazers 132-92. The Dallas Mavericks sitting at 22-19. The Trail Blazers sitting at 25-17. The Portland Trail Blazers are sitting at number 6. The Dallas Mavericks in at number 8. What are your thoughts on the Portland Trail Blazers or the Dallas Mavericks?
Wow, we got on here. I have Lillard as number 2 as far as the MVP running because he's 34-7. So he's putting up big numbers because I've watched him a couple times. He can shoot.
Oh, yeah. And he's probably one of the most clutch players in the NBA. I will say that he's.
Because I know when I watched the All-Star game, it seemed like, all right, well, here, I'm going to pull up at half court. I'm going to take this shot. All right, I'm going to pull up here. And it seemed like they were just daring each other, you know, to see who could, you know, shoot further. I was like, man, he put it. I mean, that's a long way to shoot.
Oh, he's insane. But I like the Mavericks, too. You know, they have Doncic. I'm a big fan of Doncic, Luka Doncic. I think he's a great talent. I think he's definitely up next. You know, when you start to see LeBron retire, you start to see KD retire, you'll see Carmelo retire sooner than I think LeBron. You'll see players like Doncic and Donovan Mitchell and, you know, a few other guys, LaMelo Ball.
Don't forget Jokic.
Jokic. Yeah, I kind of forgot about him, to be honest. But he's stuck in Denver, to be honest. I mean, come on. No one's remembering Denver.
Denver's a nice town. I love Denver. Denver's a good town.
Anyways, today's games, we have the Sacramento Kings versus the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Kings in that 17-25. Cleveland's in that 16-26. Byron, who do you have?
What are my choices again?
The Sacramento Kings versus the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Kings.
Yeah. I'm going to go Kings too. OKC versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. Thunder sitting at 18-24. Minnesota sitting at 10-32. Who do you have?
The other team that doesn't stink as bad.
The OKC?
Yeah. That's a nice town, too.
Oklahoma? Mm-hmm. Next up, we have the Charlotte Hornets playing the San Antonio Spurs again. The Charlotte Hornets in at 20 and 21. Spurs in at 22 and 17. Byron, who do you have? Hornets versus Spurs?
Spurs.
I'm going to have to go Charlotte. I'm going Charlotte. The Utah Jazz are playing the Chicago Bulls. Jazz in at 30 and 11. Bulls in at 19 and 22. Byron, who do you have?
That's an easy one. Utah.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I had to.
I'm going. The Bulls. Come on. Get Chicago in there. Maybe we'll have an upset. Maybe we'll have an upset.
Well, unless the Utah Jazz don't show up, that'll be the upset.
Now, if that was a conversation in 96, that would have been a different conversation. But yes. Unfortunately.
He pushed off Michael Jordan.
No. Yeah, I think he grabbed his leg, but I don't think it was a push off. It's just the way he was moving. He was moving too good. It was too good of a crossover.
You can see it. He crossed him over and he pushed him. He was famous for that.
There's conspiracy theories.
Always.
The Toronto Raptors are playing the Houston Rockets. Raptors sit at 17 and 25. Houston Rockets sit at 11 and 30. Byron, who do you have?
Raptors.
I'm going to have to go Raptors too. And we have the Boston Celtics versus the Memphis Grizzlies. Byron, who do you have, Celtics or Grizzlies?
That would be difficult. Grizzlies.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the Grizzlies are in at 19 and 20, and the Celtics are in at 21 and 21. So it's a pretty close matchup. I'm going to have to agree with you with Memphis on that one. The Pacers versus the Milwaukee Bucks. Pacers in at 19 and 22. The Milwaukee Bucks in at 27 and 14. Byron, who do you have?
Bucks.
Okay. That was a very fast answer. I mean, I'm a big fan of Giannis, so I'm going to have to say Milwaukee too. Also, the Ante Tecumpo. Giannis, I'm just going to say the Giannis brothers. There's three of them in the NBA, one in the Los Angeles Lakers organization, and then two on the Milwaukee Bucks. So far we've covered three brothers who are all in the NBA.
Wow.
The Atlanta Hawks versus the Los Angeles Clippers. The Hawks sit at 22 and 20, and those Los Angeles Clippers sit at 27 and 16. Byron, who do you have?
Hawks.
Give me more of a reason why you think the Hawks are going to do it.
Well, they're fourth in the Eastern Division. They're in the mix. They're close. They're halfway in between there, and just I like Trae Young. The shooting guard. That pulls up from everywhere and does this nice pass. I like him, player.
Yeah, I like Trae Young too. I mean, he's small. Came from Oklahoma. But I mean, he really plays his size extremely well, and he maneuvers around everybody, really, really well. Anyways, that's gonna wrap up today's episode on the Sportscast. You guys can follow us on Twitter at TheSportscast1 and visit our website, thesportscast.net. Make sure you check out our show schedule throughout the week. This is Jordan Vargas and Byron Jones. Everybody else, have a great rest of your week.